This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Over a year has passed since Milwaukee got the news it was picked to host the 2020 Democratic National Convention. And a lot has happened in that year. The coronavirus pandemic has upended plans for any sort of routine in-person convention. In fact, there have been few details on exactly how it will unfold. We do know that presumptive nominee Vice President Joe Biden plans to accept the nomination in the city, while delegates and members of Congress participate from their homes. But beyond Biden, we don't know exactly who or how many will be in Milwaukee. Milwaukee native Jason Ray is secretary for the Democratic National Committee, president and CEO of the Wisconsin LGBT Chamber of Commerce, and part of a local political consulting firm. WUWM's Mayon Silver spoke to him about what to expect from this year's unusual convention. Ray starts by explaining what leadership roles in the DNC have meant to him.
Yeah, for me, you know, I first ran for the DNC in 2004 because I really wanted to make a statement at the time about young people being involved in our party. I was just 17, and on the DNC, there were about 447 individuals. And at that time, back in 2004, there were only about six who were under the age of 36. And I just wanted to talk about young people needing to have a voice in our party to be there. So I took a long shot run. I wasn't expecting to win in that race, but was really honored and humbled when the delegates at the state party convention voted for me, and I was elected to serve my first four-year term and was honored to be reelected three times by delegates from Wisconsin to serve as their representative on the DNC. And for me, it's been a real opportunity to help move our party forward. I really view my role within the party as helping to create change, helping to bring about the country that we want. I think it's really important to be involved politically to make sure that we are electing individuals that share my values and beliefs. And that is something that I'm really proud to have been a part of and was really honored to get to be elected as secretary.
What have you seen about Democratic outreach in Wisconsin over the past 4 years since 2016 when President Trump carried the state?
Yeah. I think what we've seen is a real investment from the party in organizing Wisconsin. We know that the road to the White House runs right through the Dairyland here. Our electoral votes are going to be so important in November. But it's not only about just the presidential race. You know, we are a swing state. It is races up and down the ballot. It is state house races. It is races for the U.S. House. There's a lot at stake here in Wisconsin. I think it's one of the reasons we've seen a real investment from the DNC here in Wisconsin. We have field organizers on the ground earlier than we've had before. And I talked with Tom Perez, when I talked with the chairman, he often reiterates, you know, how important Wisconsin is. And I know that we've seen that investment from the DNC since 2016.
So obviously the DNC chose Milwaukee to host its convention, and the world is a very, very different place than when it was originally chosen, you know, with the coronavirus pandemic. Can you walk me through what people can expect at the convention? What is it going to look like? What will the events be? Who will be there?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think we are still trying to figure out all of those pieces at the moment. Front and center of all of our planning is the health and safety, not only of our convention participants, but most importantly, of the citizens of our host community, those people in Milwaukee. Whatever we end up producing for the convention is one that will have health and safety of our participants at top of mind. So we are still consulting with public health officials on a local, state, and national level to figure out what we'll be able to do for the convention. But, you know, those decisions will be made as we get closer to August.
The committee is telling people not to plan to travel from other states. And I'm wondering if there will be in-state travel so that delegates from Wisconsin will be able to come, or, for instance, Milwaukee delegates, would they be able to attend?
It's one of the things that is still being considered and looked at. No final decisions have been made on any of that yet. You know, we will make those decisions as we get closer with, you know, the health and safety of everyone, you know, front and center. That said, we did, you know, put in place, you know, procedures for delegates to be able to safely and securely perform their responsibilities as convention delegates remotely. We've shared notifications with the delegates who have been elected from the states on how that will take place the 2 weeks prior to convention to ensure that they are able to fulfill their responsibilities as a convention delegate.
Usually for delegates, the point is to pump up the crowd and bring the visuals. Like maybe we would have seen some cheeseheads, you know, delegates from other places would do that stuff to, you know, bring local pride and excitement and also the networking. Now it doesn't seem like there will be much of that or perhaps none of that. Why is it still important to be a delegate this year?
I think it's still vitally important. You know, we are working on ways as a convention to still engage delegates. We have launched a new delegate hub with which will allow members to our delegates to share their stories, to connect with one another, and really to talk about, you know, why they are a Democrat. And at the end of the day, this is still an important piece of party business, and our delegates will still be voting on our party's platform, on our party's nominee. So there's still vital party business that will take place during the convention, even though folks may not be physically here in Milwaukee. I know we are committed to finding ways to engage folks. I know state parties across the country are talking about ways that they can engage and excite delegates from their states as well with different programming and opportunities as we celebrate the convention.
Have you seen any interesting local mobilization in Wisconsin swing counties?
You know, I've seen a few folks start talking around, well, what might it look like? Are there virtual watch parties? Are there activities that may be taking place? I think it is one where folks, we are still about a month away from convention, so I think we'll start seeing more as we get closer to August 17th.
What do you think is gained and lost via both the virtual convention and virtual organizing?
You know, I think we are learning new tools and techniques to engage voters through this process. And I think that's one of the things that excites me most about the Democratic Party is we are being innovative in our approach and our outreach to ensure that we're still able to communicate our message and reach voters across the country. And I think folks do miss that human connection that you do get when you're face to face. But at the end of the day, we are always as a party going to put health and safety of the American people front and center, whether it's in our convention or in our electoral outreach as well.
One delegate told me that he actually really doesn't like the pomp and circumstance, and he's looking forward to a virtual convention because he says things will just be funneled into the essence of what people need to know instead of days and days of speeches. You know, that's kind of an interesting take.
You know, a lot of folks have different takes on it.
And so, you know, you've also said that the biggest thing out of all of this is just making sure that at the end of the day, we turn people out to vote and that we win this election. The only thing that matters right now is winning in November. So you've touched upon this a little bit, but how are Democrats planning on using the convention to help them win in November?
It's a great question. We're really using the convention here, at least for people in Wisconsin, as an organizing opportunity. I know the state party's working on different ways to engage folks, whether they're delegates or just folks who are interested in this, and really using this as an opportunity to propel us out of the convention into the general election this fall. This convention week will be an opportunity really to unite together as a party and to begin our work moving towards November.
What do you think the convention still means for the city of Milwaukee?
I think this is still going to be a convention that is anchored here in Milwaukee. This will still be an opportunity for us to show off our community, show off our leaders, show off who we are as a people. And I'm excited for that. You know, this convention, while anchored here in Milwaukee, is still going to be our opportunity for the world to see who we are.
And what exactly does that mean, anchored? You know, like, I know you were kind of talking that you're talking to health professionals to try to see how things will be laid out. But are there any plans at this point to kind of know how it's going to be structured?
Yeah, we anticipate most of the business to be done. You know, official business will take place at the Wisconsin Center. The vice president has indicated that he intends to accept the nomination here in Milwaukee at the Wisconsin Center during the convention. So when we talk about that, we really think it is one that is anchored here, but there may be elements virtual or across the country as well that engage folks in their communities as a part of it.
You know, the Biden-Sanders unity task forces were just meeting up and they issued their platform recommendations. Do you think that Democrats can get on the same page about what the party stands for in 2020?
I absolutely think that we are coming together, the party. We know that the stakes are too high not to come together and fight against Donald Trump. And I'm really excited for the unity that I have seen within our party since the primary process has concluded. And I can't wait for us to move forward together towards November to victory.
Do you expect protests?
I don't.
I mean, we're kind of in a new phase of life where there's, you know, there's racial justice protests breaking out all over the place. Do you anticipate anything like that?
You know, I think with convention, each convention is different than itself. And I think it's hard to predict right now what that week will look like here in Milwaukee until we get closer to having a better understanding of all the elements.
But and is that something that you guys are preparing for, like in case there are protests?
You know, we as a convention are always preparing for all scenarios and everything that may happen. So it is definitely something that is, a factor.
And on that, on the note of protests, I mean, the world is very different right now. The coronavirus pandemic, racial justice protests, the economy struggling. What are the main topics you want to hear from Joe Biden at the convention?
You know, I think we're going to hear from the vice president during the convention about his plan to move America forward, to return the soul of our country, how we're going to invest in America's working class, how we're going to help restore our integrity around the world. I'm excited to hear from the vice president about how we are going as a party to come together and really make sure that we are advocating for all people, for equal rights, for civil rights, and that we are really trying to make a difference, a positive difference in people's lives.
Do you see a possibility for another convention in Milwaukee, political or otherwise, going forward?
I absolutely do. I think, you know, we as a city have a real opportunity with this. And I think having, you know, even though it may not be the convention that many people had planned for, we really were able to showcase to the world, frankly, that Milwaukee has the capabilities to pull off and host a convention like this, that we have the amenities, that we have the space. I know that after the announcement came, Visit Milwaukee heard from several entities who now were interested in looking at Milwaukee for their convention. So I think we will see Milwaukee becoming a convention city, somewhere that people want to visit. I think with that, it's one where when people get to come here and they get to experience Milwaukee, they fall in love with this city. So I can't wait for other conventions, political or otherwise, to come to Milwaukee in the future.
One other question. So like right now, there's a lot of political division in the country, right? And things going virtual, do you think it helps it? Do you think it hurts it? Do you think people are getting more entrenched in their positions and in their bubbles online?
You know, I think we've always had kind of an echo chamber when it came to things online, where you follow the things that you agree with, you like the things you agree with on Facebook, you see those things, and you only hear from one side. That being said, I don't think it's entrenching. I think right now, if anything, people, I think, are more attuned to what's going on in the country and are paying attention and are looking and saying, who is, you know, what does leadership look like right now? How do we continue moving forward? That's kind of how I see it at the moment.
And change is a really important topic for especially Black voters and young Black voters. And especially now with, you know, the George Floyd protests that erupted, do you think Biden is going to be able to mobilize the Black vote in Milwaukee?
I absolutely do. I think the vice president, one of the strengths of his candidacy is he is a coalition builder who really brings people together and gets people excited. I think we saw that, you know, during the primary in South Carolina, where he was really able to get a commanding percentage of the African-American vote. And I know that the folks that I've talked to in Milwaukee are excited about his candidacy, can't wait to get behind him and get out there and organize within their communities. So I'm not concerned. I think the vice president really is in a position that will really, you know, while I take nothing for granted, I'm excited for what I'm hearing and seeing.
Even though there may be a generational gap between like older Black voters, younger Black voters.
I think in particular now we are seeing from voters who are watching what's going on in our country and realizing that we need a leader who cares about people, who is honest, who's empathetic, who believes in the soul of our country. And I think they see that in Joe Biden. People see an opportunity to get behind someone who really is going to work on making sure that we all can get ahead.
All right, Jason Ray, thank you for speaking to WEWM.
Thanks so much.
Jason Ray is Secretary for the Democratic National Committee. He spoke with WUWM's Mayan Silver. You can find all the latest information and about the DNC in Milwaukee at WUWM.com.